But first, we're going to talk more about the NFL. We have a very special in-guest, in-studio guest joining us from the now New York Jets. It is Tim Tebow. Oh, we welcome him to the program to talk about all the news, the NFL uniforms, his change of address.
Look, he's got his new Jets uniform on. Look at there.
Y'all like that? That looks good.
Hey, yeah.
Looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Oh, great to meet you guys, too. I'm visiting my cousin here in DFW.
Your cousin?
Yeah, he's the youth minister, but he's very generic. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. You probably never have.
Oh, no. We know him very well.
The generic youth minister?
Oh, he's so very generic.
Yeah, no, we have him on all the time. He's a good friend of the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good.
I didn't know you were related.
I'm just here to promote the Jets.
And the new uniforms, right? Yeah, for the NFL. Yeah,
yeah, and also talk a little bit about these new costumes.
Yeah, the uniforms, actually.
Yeah, I think the new costumes are great. I love them.
Yours looks pretty good on you, I
gotta
admit.
Yeah, they're form-fitting, you know, so I can show off my guns. That'll be cool. But I don't, you know, some of these quarterbacks, like Romo, he may be in trouble with that slim fit.
You think so?
Yeah, and I think his wife is about to have, like, a baby or something.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, so maybe that may be sympathy pregnancy weight that he's been gaining. I don't know. But
I didn't really notice.
Although I don't understand why he started gaining it a few years ahead of her actual gestation. I don't know what's going on there, but you know, he like perpetually looks like he's like 5 months pregnant or something. I don't, of course, you know, some people think he plays like a girl. Heck fire. I've been in this league for 2 years and I can barely throw a pass. Even I won a playoff game.
Yeah. Man, he's ripping on Tony Romo.
No, I'm here having fun, you know, promoting the Jets and a lot of the Jets things. And so.
Yeah, well, it's great that we were able to get Tim Tebow on his national tour. Thanks for making this the only station that you came on in the Metroplex.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I heard this is the place to be. You know, if you're going to talk on a sports station, this is the one with the worst signal but the most listeners. So
that's how we've been known all these years.
Yeah, and I want to plug an event. I'm speaking at the Fellowship Church with Ed Young. So, I don't know what's going on there. They're going to like lower me down from the rafters and swing me out over the crowd like Bon Jovi and stuff. A lot of theatrics going on there. But,
that'd be a big event.
And then I'm going out to speak at Glorieta and Ridgecrest and then on to Pine Cove or one of them church camps.
Great.
Yeah, I'm going out to Pine Cove to share the good news.
Ah, the good news of the gospel.
Well, no, the good news that hopefully I won't ever have to throw another pass in the NFL. I'm hoping this Sanchez does well.
You're hoping he does well?
I am. You, hell yeah. Oh,
Tim.
Hold on. Let me go down on a knee. Go down on a knee.
Oh, he's Tebowing right now.
Father, please forgive me for that.
Okay, that's not that bad.
Right, I'm back. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
Sorry about that.
We all slip up.
Yeah, I'm playing behind Sanchez, which, you know, it's so cool that they've made so many strides that now they're getting decent jobs.
What do you mean?
What do you
they?
Mean? What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, just Mark Sanchez and his brothers and sisters or something. I don't know, their family. Anyway, he's doing well for his family.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You guys do me a favor.
Yeah.
Will you pray with me real quick?
Oh, sure.
Sure. All right.
Dear Heavenly Father, I beseech thee and honor thee to please bless thee. These two talk show hosts, bless them as they seek to honor you somehow through their fart drops and layouts. Also, I ask you to somehow re-injure Peyton Manning's neck.
Oh, whoa.
But only if it brings him closer to you, Lord.
Interesting turn.
Most heavenly, supersized, adult, human-like Father, I ask you to smite my enemies, smite them so hard that they can't make fun of me when I throw it into the stands on a crossing route. Also, I want a new bike and a ventriloquist doll for Christmas. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
That's
I'll
it?
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
I'll see you at a Fellowship Church.
There he goes.
The Jets have a season coming up.
That's right.
All right, he's promoting the Jets and kind of the new uniforms of the NFL. There he goes. Tim Tebow, allegedly with us here.
Got God and Santa Claus confused there for a moment.
Also, he had a request for a couple of gifts under the tree there at the end.